Slides deployed. Doors open. A wide body's worth of people sliding down onto a taxiway at the busiest airport in the world. That's the image out of Atlanta, and it's the kind of image that makes every passenger who sees it wonder what they'd do in that seat. But I want to talk to the people who don't just sit in that seat. I want to talk to the people up front. And the people who understand what a slide evacuation actually costs. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where we take the headlines and give you the part the headline leaves out. Today we need to talk about a Delta Airlines evacuation, escape slides, and a number every one of us has heard, and very few of us have really thought about. 90 seconds before we get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what we know. And I'm going to be careful to separate what's confirmed from what isn't. According to reporting from Aerotime, a Delta Airlines Boeing 757, the -200 variant was involved in an emergency at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport that ended with passengers evacuating on the aircraft's escape slides. Atlanta, for anyone who doesn't fly through it, is routinely the busiest airport on the planet by passenger count. So when something happens there, it happens in front of a lot of traffic and a lot of eyes. Now the honest part. As of this broadcast, the fine detail of exactly what triggered the evacuation is still developing. And I'm not going to invent a cause for you. That's a promise I make on this show. When I'm speculating, I'll tell you I'm speculating. What we can say with confidence is this. The crew made a decision to put people out the doors and down the slides rather than keep them on board, and that decision all by itself tells you something. Because here's what a lot of passengers don't understand. And frankly, a lot of pilots early in their careers underestimate. A slide evacuation is not a mild inconvenience. It is one of the most consequential calls a crew can make. Let me explain why. The headline says passengers evacuated safely, and thank goodness for that. But an evacuation is never free. When you command an evacuation, you're trading one risk for another. You're betting that whatever is happening inside or around that airplane, smoke, a fire indication, a fuel smell, a gear problem, is more dangerous than sending a couple hundred people down an inflatable slide at a steep angle onto a hard surface. And people get hurt on slides, regularly. Sprained ankles, broken wrists, friction burns, head injuries when someone goes down wrong, and the person behind them is already coming. In a real evacuation, passengers are stepping over their own carry-ons, some of them are barefoot, some of them stop to grab a bag they were told 100 times to leave behind. That slide is steeper and faster than it looks in the safety card. This is why crews do not deploy slides casually. When they do, it means the calculation came out on the side of get everyone off. Now. So the takeaway from Atlanta, before we even know the cause, is that a professional crew looked at their situation and decided the airplane was no longer the safe place to be. Respect that call. That's training doing exactly what training is supposed to do. Now let's talk about the number 90 seconds. You've probably heard it. It's one of those aviation facts that shows up in documentaries and trivia. But most people, including a lot of pilots, have a fuzzy idea of what it actually means. Here's the real version. Under Federal Aviation Administration regulations and the equivalent standards worldwide, before an airliner can be certified to carry passengers, the manufacturer has to demonstrate that a full load of people can get out of that airplane in 90 seconds or less. And it's not 90 seconds under ideal conditions. The demonstration is run with half of the available exits blocked, because in a real emergency, you might have fire on one side or a wing in the way or a jammed door. So they assume you only get half your doors and you still have to empty the airplane in a minute and a half. Think about that. For the 757 specifically, that's a single aisle airplane, but it's a long one. The -200 can seat well over 200 people depending on how the airline configures it, 200 plus human beings. Half the exits gone, 90 seconds. That is the standard the airframe was built to. That is the standard the cabin crew trains to. And this is the part I really want you to sit with. The 90-second certification is done with trained, able-bodied test subjects who know an evacuation is coming. Real passengers don't know it's coming. Real passengers are asleep, or reaching for a phone, or frozen. So the airplane's margin, that 90 seconds, exists precisely to absorb the chaos of real human beings on a real bad day. The margin is not a luxury. It's the whole point. This affects you if you fly, and every single person listening flies, even if only in the back. So, let me give you the practical piece. Because on this show, we don't just tell you what happened, we tell you what to do about it. If you carry nothing else out of this segment, carry this. When you sit down on any airliner, count the rows to your nearest exit. Then count the rows to a second exit behind you. Do it every single flight, because the configuration changes and complacency is the enemy. In smoke, you may not be able to see the lighted signs. You may be feeling your way along seat backs in the dark, rows you can count by touch. Signs you cannot see are useless. Second, leave the bag. I know. It's got your laptop, your passport, your medication. Leave it. Every second you spend wrestling a roller bag out of the overhead is a second the person behind you is standing in smoke. The 90-second margin assumes you're moving, not shopping. There's video, real video, from real evacuations of people coming down slides, clutching luggage, and every one of them made everyone behind them less safe. Third, when you go down that slide, arms crossed, hands on your shoulders, and you jump, you don't sit. And the moment your feet hit the ground, you move away from the airplane and keep moving. People have been hurt at the bottom of slides because they stopped to look back and got landed on. None of that is glamorous. All of it is the difference between a headline that says passengers evacuated safely and a headline none of us want to read. Now, the operational side for the pilots and the aviation professionals in the audience. An evacuation at a hub like Atlanta sets off a chain reaction that goes way beyond the one airplane. The second those slides deploy on a taxiway or a runway, you've likely got a closure. Emergency vehicles are rolling. Other traffic is holding, going around, or getting rerouted. Departures back up. Arrivals go into holds or divert. One airplane's bad day becomes a ripple across the whole operation, and at the busiest airport in the world, that ripple is expensive and it's wide. That's not a criticism of anybody. That's just the reality of how connected this system is, and it's a reminder that the decision to evacuate carries weight in every direction at once. The crew isn't thinking about the ripple in the moment, and they shouldn't be. Their job is the 200 souls in the tubes, but it's worth understanding as a pilot that safety decisions never happen in isolation. The system absorbs them. That's what it's built to do. Here's something else the headline doesn't tell you. After an event like this, that airplane doesn't just get the slides repacked and go fly. A deployed slide is a maintenance event. Those slides are precision-packed pressure devices, and repacking and recertifying them is real work. The airframe gets inspected. If there was a fire or overheat indication, that's a deeper investigation. The airplane is out of service, and depending on what they find, it could be out for a while. And if this rises to the level of a reportable incident and an emergency evacuation at a major airport very well may, then the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, and the FAA are going to want the full picture. Flight data, cockpit voice, crew statements, maintenance history. The goal there is never blame. The goal is the same goal that gave us the 90-second rule in the first place. Find out what happened and make sure the next airplane, the next crew, the next 200 passengers benefit from it. That's the thread I want to leave you on. Every safety standard we have was written from something that went wrong. The 90-second rule, the floor-level lighting that guides you to the exits, the requirement that slides inflate in seconds, the rule that overwing exits have to be operable by an ordinary passenger. Every one of those exists because at some point, people didn't get out in time. We built the margins out of the hardest lessons this industry has ever learned. So when you see video of a couple hundred people sliding safely onto an Atlanta taxiway and walking away, don't just see chaos. See a system working. See a crew that made the hard call. See slides that inflated the way they were designed to. See 90 seconds of engineering and training doing exactly what it was built to do. That's the story. The headline doesn't tell. My thanks to AeroTime for the reporting on the Delta evacuation and to the FAA and NTSB standards that give all of this its shape. As this one develops, we'll bring you the confirmed details when they're actually confirmed, not before. You can always find us at radiohangar.com. Count your rows on the next flight. Leave the bag. I'm Tower, and that's the current information. This is ATs.